Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
02053.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Deborah Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
29 Fairway Lane in Medway, Massachusetts.
Thank you, and I'm just waiting on that to load. Bear with me just a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see here that you were charged for the Bytub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you different foods that you could use to cut out sugars and carbs, basically guide you to a healthier lifestyle. And it was also the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner and a raffle.
And I called and said that I did not want this, and I thought I was going to be issued a refund back in February.
No, ma'am. Because there were terms and conditions that you would have had to read that stated about the $49.89 charge and that it would be for that Bytub app, that is what made this charge a valid charge. And so we could only get it canceled to ensure that you wouldn't be receiving any future charges, but the charge that was already made, that was a valid charge, and so it would have to remain.
Well, I was told it would be refunded to me. Do I have to go through my bank to file a complaint?
Well, I'm only seeing here, it looks like there wasn't any promise of a refund. It looks like it was just canceled. And so we did just cancel it. But there, with you agreeing to the terms, it is a valid charge. And yes, ma'am, it would have to remain.
What day was it canceled so I can tell my bank?
February 8th.
Okay, and what is the name of this app I supposedly signed up for?
It's called Bytub. That's B-I-T-E-S as in Sam, and then Hub, H-U-B.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going through my bank.
And was there anything else that I could check into?
No, never. Never again. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good one.